Tobacco 21 is a nationwide initiative. It's statewide in six states, including California, Oregon, Maine, and Hawaii, and it's also in more than 340 cities and counties. At a kickoff at San Antonio College, San Antonio Metro Health Director Dr. Colleen Bridger says raising the minimum age will result in fewer people picking up smoking.
We know that 95% of smokers start smoking before the age of 21. And we know that when you start smoking before the age of 21 and your brain is still developing, that you're much more likely to become addicted to those tobacco products.
Another goal is to ensure 18 and 19-year-olds can't buy tobacco and share them with minors. Tobacco 21 applies only to businesses within San Antonio city limits, but it doesn't apply to unincorporated Bexar County or smaller suburban cities like Alamo Heights and Leon Valley. Bridger says Metro Health is trying to close the gaps.
We've had several municipalities reach out to us, and we're working with them.
It's that jurisdictional gap that bothers convenience store owner Anwar Tahir. He's also president of the San Antonio-based Association of Convenience Store Retailers. His main concern is unfair competition. Cities like Windcrest are separated by a block from San Antonio. A consumer can simply cross the street to buy tobacco. For Tahir, that eats into his business.
The person will not just buy a cigar across the street because they are selling under 21 or 18 above. He's not going to go just for cigar there and come back to my store and get a gas or other stuff.
He's in favor of Tobacco 21, but not in a piecemeal fashion.
We still support this law. I love to have it this law, but it has to be statewide.
Until then, Tahir says he and other retailer associations may consider legal action against the city.
We are exploring the option. Our attorney will guide us what to do. What is the next step? I cannot say that we're going to file.
Last year, a bill was introduced in the Texas House to raise the legal tobacco purchase age to 21. It passed a public health committee, but was never brought to the floor. Jennifer Coffer is director of the End Tobacco Program at MD Anderson Cancer Center. She says there'll be another push in the 2019 session.
If the Texas legislature were to consider a policy of this magnitude, it would change the landscape of tobacco use in Texas, reducing access to teens, therefore prolonging and preventing deaths and cancer-related deaths and a lifelong addiction of tobacco and nicotine.
Although Tobacco 21 is now active in San Antonio, businesses will have a three-month grace period to adjust to the new rules. After January 1st, they could be fined up to $500 for selling tobacco products to people under 21. In San Antonio, Joey Palacios reporting.